Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about the creation of a new gay paradise called New Fire Island. Let's dive right in.
A New Fire Island? Intriguing. So, where is this utopia supposed to be located?
Well, the mastermind behind this project, Nigel Smith, an Australian architect, has his sights set on the Mediterranean. He envisions a community specifically designed for gay men, inspired by his experiences on the original Fire Island.
I see. But why the need for a new one? What's wrong with the current Fire Island?
Apparently, Smith and his friends found themselves priced out of the current Fire Island real estate market, so they decided to create their own.
Ambitious. But creating a whole new community isn't exactly a walk in the park, is it?
You're absolutely right. The project has faced quite a bit of backlash, particularly for its apparent lack of diversity and affordability. Critics have raised concerns about the high cost of the villas, over $500,000, not including travel expenses, and the lack of representation in their promotional video.
$500,000? That's exclusive, to say the least. It doesn't sound very inclusive if only the wealthy can afford it. What has the response been like?
The response has been mixed. While there's a waitlist of thousands, the project has also drawn criticism for potentially promoting gentrification and lacking cultural and historical depth. Some have even called Smith a gay settler colonialist.
Wow, gay settler colonialist. That's a strong accusation. How has Smith responded to these criticisms?
Smith argues that the project isn't displacing anyone, except maybe some goats. He also claims that the negative feedback primarily comes from Americans who live in a bubble, and that there's strong interest from European gay men who want a Fire Island closer to home. He even mentions people already envisioning running businesses within this new community.
Interesting. It sounds like he's trying to create a self-sustaining ecosystem, but is it feasible?
Well, Smith has been busy scouting locations in Greece, looking for the perfect spot with good beach access and proximity to an airport. He even held a meet and greet in New York to connect with potential future neighbors. It seems like he's quite serious about making this happen.
A meet and greet? What kind of people are interested in this new Fire Island?
From financiers and designers to even a tequila entrepreneur / equestrian show jumper. Seems like a diverse crowd, albeit a wealthy one. Some attendees expressed concerns about the rising prices and the changing atmosphere of the original Fire Island. While others, well, let's just say they had some unique requests, like vagina-sniffing dogs at the ferry.
Vagina-sniffing dogs? That's certainly one way to maintain an exclusive community. Got it. So, what's the overall outlook for this project?
It's hard to say. While there's clearly interest, the criticisms surrounding diversity, affordability, and the potential impact on existing communities remain valid. Only time will tell if Smith's vision of a Mediterranean gay paradise becomes a reality or fades away like a fleeting summer romance. It's been a pleasure discussing this fascinating project with you all. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.